点，就是怎么样来教养自己的孩子。
And so, after my testimony, you can understand whether they're telling the truth or not.
今天我的见证之后，大家肯定可以看出来他们说的是真是假。
Okay, let's pray first.
我们首先来祷告。
Lord, I thank you that you are here in the midst of us.
主，我感谢你，你在我们中间。
Lord, I thank you that whether we are from New Jersey or from Florida, Lord, we are one in you.
主，不论我们是从 New Jersey 来还是在佛罗里达，您我们在你中间都是一体的。
And Lord, I praise you because we have this place that we can gather together to worship you and to glorify you together.
主，我赞美你，我们今天能有这样的一个地方可以一起聚集来敬拜你。
Lord, would you open our hearts tonight and would you open my heart tonight?
主，今天晚上请您开我们的心，也特别要开我的心。
And Lord, would you work in our lives tonight?
主，今天晚上在我们的生命里做工。
In your name, amen.Okay, to start off with, I just wanted to read a passage from 2 Timothy chapter 1.
请大家打开提摩太后书。
Yeah, sure. Chapter, which chapter?
Chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章。提摩太后书第一章。
And I will read verses 5 and 6.
我想要读第五、第六节。
I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
想到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
为此我提醒你，使你将神仗按借我按手所给你的恩赐，再如火挑旺起来。
So in this passage, Paul is reminiscing about the life of Timothy.
在这一章里，保罗在回忆提摩太的生平。
And he traces the lineage of Timothy's life of faith.
他在寻找提摩太的这种信心的根源。
Well, I thought this verse was particularly applicable to the testimony I'm sharing with you tonight.
我想今天晚上我要跟大家的分享见证，这个经节是非常合适的。
And I think it also describes a theme that we're trying to communicate this weekend.
我想这个段经节也特别表达了我们想要跟大家分享的主题。
It's my prayer as your church celebrates the 25th anniversary of God's faithfulness to you.
我的祷告是就是在我们这个教会一起来庆祝25周年堂庆的时候。
You'll have a renewed sense of vision of, you know, You'll have a renewed sense of vision of what will happen in the next 25 years.
我们大家都能够对下一个25年将会发生什么，我们有一个意向。
And that you'll have a desire to see the next generation of followers of Christ, you know, coming out of your church.
而且大家我们都有这样的一个渴望，希望看到我们的下一代从这个教会里走出去。
And that this next generation would be living a sincere, vibrant faith in Jesus Christ.
我们下一代也同样能够有这样一个敬虔的能够被火挑旺的生命。
Okay, so now I start. When I was younger,
我还更小一点的时候。
I mean, this is younger as in when I was in elementary school, I would have never thought I'd be standing here today.
我在小学的时候，我从来绝对不会想到我有一天会站在这里。
I never thought that I would be going to seminary right now.
我也从来没有想到我会像现在一样在神学院念书。
I would have never thought that God would be in my life at all.
而且我根本就不会想到神居然会在我的生命之中。
I can share with you a little bit about how God became real in my life.
我想要跟大家分享神是怎么样在我这个生命里面显得那样真实。
And maybe a little bit about what my parents did right in my life.
也许还有一点点就是我爸爸妈妈在我的生命中做了些什么对的事情。
But seriously, I'm really indebted to my parents of all the times that they counseled me and given me advice.
我确实对我的父母亲，我是觉得我欠他们很多，他们花很多的时间来辅导我，来帮助我。
Sure, there were times when there was advice that I didn't want.
的确，有时候他们的建议我实在是不想听。
But I held on to the fact that my parents were giving me advice for my own good.
但是我确信我爸爸妈妈的建议是为了我好。
And it was not for their own personal pride or reputation.
这不是因为为了他们个人的骄傲或者他们个人的名誉。
If it was for their own reputation, they wouldn't be going to seminary right now either.
如果是为了他们个人的名誉，他们也不会去神学院的。
My first encounter with the living God was through the people at the church that I'm attending right now.
我跟神的初次接触是通过我参与的这教会的弟兄姐妹。
You know, they cared enough about me to teach me all the Bible stories, you know, make me memorize scripture verses. They made sure I was attending Sunday school.
他们非常关心我，他们跟我讲圣经里的故事，来跟我一起背经句，而且希望我每周都来参加主日学。
This was around third or fourth grade.
那大概是我三四年级的时候。
Wait, no. No, I'm sorry, that was second grade.
那是二年级的时候。
But you were probably hoping that my first encounter with God was something more spectacular.
也许你所希望的就是说我跟神的初次接触应该是一件特别的戏剧化，而且非常的就是很精彩的一件事情。
Maybe I heard a voice from heaven.
也许我听到天堂里有什么声音在讲话。
Or maybe a lightning struck the ground in front of me.
也许是我面前我看见一个闪电打到我眼前。
But looking back, I realized that the first encounter with God that I had was through these people in the church.
但是我现在往回看，我意识到我跟神初次接触是通过教会里的人们。
You know, the basic foundation of my salvation, memorizing the scripture, you know, even finding out how to look through the Bible.
我的信仰的根基，我想想看，就是背经句，甚至说翻圣经找到想要的经节。
This basic foundation was laid by these people.
这些教会里的朋友们，他为我打下了一个基础。
You know, for those of you who are parents or who have young children or, you know, if you're Sunday school teachers.
你们中间有自己的孩子的，或者是有小孩子，或者是在儿童主日学校教书的。
I just want to encourage you, it's not just about babysitting.
我想要鼓励大家，这并不是做保姆。
You're laying the foundation for that child's future salvation.
你为这个孩子将来的救恩在打下一个基础。
God is already using you in their lives already.
神已经用你在他们的生活之中做工了。So
I attended Sunday school for, you know, I went to church every week and I attended Sunday school for about a year, 2 years.
那时候我每个星期都去教会，我参加教会大概有这个主日学有一两年。But
my conversion experience happened in a summer camp after my third grade.
但是我信主是在我就是三年级之后参加一个夏令营的时候。
Through the preaching of one of the ministers there,
那边通过一个牧师的讲道,
I was convicted of my sin and I accepted Jesus as my Lord and my Savior.
我心里意识到我犯了罪，我接受主耶稣做我的救主。
When I came home from that camp, I had a thirst for all things spiritual.
然后回到家之后，我心里对属灵的东西就有一个渴望。
I only vaguely remember this, but I remember trying to read through all the material I received from Sunday school.
我只是很模糊的记得，我现在回到家以后，我特别想把我这个主日学学过的所有的材料都想要从头到尾再读一遍。We
used to get little devotional booklets. I don't know if you have them here, but we used to get little devotional booklets from Sunday school, and then I'd read through them every week when I got back home.
那时候我们在这个主日学，我们经常会得到一个小小的一个灵修的小书，然后我回家以后就一遍一遍的看。But
this didn't last for too long.
但是这种热情没有延续很久。In
middle school, I struggled with my identity just like many other kids.
到了中学以后，我开始为我的身份开始就为这件事情很挣扎，就像现在的很多年轻人一样。I
don't remember having much of an interest in God or, you know, the church or spiritual things.
我不记得我那时候对于神，对于这些属灵的事情有没有什么兴趣。
But I clearly remember having an interest in computer games, science fiction novels, and yeah, just all things that nerds like.
但是我的确记得我那时候对于这个计算机上面的这种游戏啊，还有对科幻小说非常感兴趣。我的确是个书呆子，很典型的书呆子。
So how did you translate nerd?
书呆子。
书呆子 ，OK。Okay, I just wanted to learn that.
Yeah. 现在他知道他叫什么了哈。
Okay, I'm going to pause here a minute in the story just to describe the situation a little bit more.
我现在想要停一点，我要讲一下一个故事，就是想要把这个情形解释清楚一点。
I believe that there are a lot of young people and adults too who are satisfied with this kind of Christian life.
我相信很多年轻人，甚至很多成年人也一样，都对这种基督徒的生活感到满意。
I was going to church every week.
每个星期我都去教会。
I was going to our Friday night junior high fellowship.
我每个星期五参加我们中学的这个学生团契。
I was going to Sunday school.
而且我参加主日学。
But I was practically living a life without God.
但是我实际的生活之中却是没有神的。
God was not in my thinking. He was not in my picture.
神不在我的头脑之中，也不在我所看到的这些一切事情之中。
And you can tell, you can ask my siblings, and you can ask my parents. I was not a happy person.
你可以问问我的弟兄姐妹，问问我的爸爸妈妈，我不是一个快乐的人。
In Psalm 1, it says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly."
这个。在诗篇的第一篇，他说是这些不走邪路的人有福了。大家可以查一下，我可能翻的不对。
Another translation you could say, happy is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly.
Ooh, let me find that. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. Oh, 不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。这是诗篇第一篇第一节。
I don't know how it renders in the Chinese, but when it says ungodly, it means somebody who's living a life without God.
他说这个不知道这中文是怎么说的，但是在英文里这有一个词叫做 ungodly, 这种人就是他生活之中没有神。
And the implication is that I was living a life without God. I was not a happy person. I was not blessed.
这个后面隐藏的意思，我提这段经节的意思就是我的生活之中，我的生命之中没有神，我不是一个开心的人。
The rest of my testimony is how God graciously brought me back into a relationship with Him.
我想要跟大家分享的下面的这些我的这个经历呢，就是讲神怎么样把我带回来到他的家里。
I can recognize how God brought me back, how God gave me a desire to be in a relationship.With him again.
我还记得我可以跟大家分享的就是神怎么样把我重新带回到他的家中，让我心里重新又充满对属灵的渴望。
If you're sitting here today, and you have any inkling of a desire for God, you can take that as God is working in your life to draw you closer to Him.
如果你今天晚上坐在这里，如果你心里有一点点对神的渴望。那么这是神在你心里做工，他希望把你能够拉得跟他更近。
Because even our desire for God comes from God.
因为即使是我们心里对神的渴望，也是从神而来的。
Over the next several years of my life,
在我就是初中以后的这几年的生活之中
，You know, I really experienced how God reached into my life and pulled me back closer to Him.
我经历了神是怎样在我心里做工，把我跟他拉得更近。
So starting in eighth grade, one of my friends asked me, out of the blue, whether I wanted to learn how to play the guitar.
我在八年级的时候，有一个同学，就是也没有什么理由的，突然就说你愿不愿意要跟我一块弹吉他。
He was going to ask one of the older college students to teach us how to play.
他想要问一个大学生，是问他愿不愿意教我们弹吉他。
I had absolutely no interest in guitar.
我对于吉他完全没有兴趣。
And so I said, I'll ask my parents about it.
所以我说我要问问我爸爸妈妈。
When I went home to ask my parents, surprisingly, they said, sure.
那天晚上回家问爸爸妈妈，我很奇怪的是，他们说没，当然了，没问题啊。
We'll even buy you a guitar.
我们甚至要给你买一个吉他呢。
So how could I refuse?
所以这怎么可能拒绝呢？
You know, if my parents were going to spend the money, then I could just go try it out.
如果爸爸妈妈愿意花这个钱，我当然要试一试。
So I got back to my friends, and it ended up that there were three of us friends who were learning how to play the guitar.
我告诉我的朋友，才发现就是我们有三个人准备一起学习怎么样弹吉他。
After a couple months of lessons, we had the chance to play at our junior high fellowship.
然后我们练习了几个月，大概就在我们那个就是我们中学的这个青年团契里，我们想要有表演。
We were going to lead the worship. We were going to sing some praise songs using our guitar.
那天晚上我们准备弹吉他来领诗，来一块唱一些赞美诗。
And so that night, my mother brought myself and this other friends who was learning guitar. She brought the two of us to church.
那天晚上我妈妈开车带我和另外那个弹吉他的朋友一起去教会。
And that was the night of the car accident that my mother mentioned about.
就是那天晚上我妈妈昨天提到的那个车祸发生。
And so needless to say, we didn't go to church and we didn't play guitar.
我就不用说了，那天晚上我们肯定是没有去成教会，也没有去弹吉他。
And so that third friend, the poor guy had to play guitar by himself.
所以那天晚上那个第三个人就很惨，他就得一个人去领整堂的这个赞美。
You know, even though it was a minor accident,It really shook me up and got me thinking.
尽管那只是一个很小的车祸，但的确给我造成了很大的震动。我开始想。
I probably felt the same emotions as my mother. Life is too short and too meaningless.
我所感到的这个心里的这种震动，可能跟我妈妈一样。我会觉得生命这么短，而且真是这么样的脆弱。
But by the grace of God, I was able to attach that event.Into God's ultimate purpose for my life.
但是因为这次的这个小车祸，我可以把我的生命跟神在我身上神的目的给它联系起来。
It wasn't a random event.
这不是偶然发生的一件事。
It was a specific event that God used in my life in His plan.
这是神在我生命他神的计划，就是在我生命之中要发生的一件事情。
I think God used that as a turning point in my life because every time I looked in the mirror, I was reminded that God was doing something in my life.
我想那是神在我生命之中的一个转折点，因为每次我看镜子，我都能看到神这件事情就做在我身上的这件事情。
I had a inch or two, I think it was an inch long scar in my forehead.
我在额头上有大概一英寸长的一个伤疤。
And I remember at that time, while the stitches were healing.
而且我还记得，就那时候，因为缝针嘛，我们昨天听说缝了16针哈，那个感觉。
I had to wear a big bandage on my forehead.
我在前额上得缠着一个大绷带。
And so I was in middle school, and my self-identity was not that great.
那时候我在上中学，这样子惨兮兮的，肯定这在学校里也觉得很难受。
And on top of that, I had to wear a big bandage on my forehead.
就是啊，这缠着绷带的样子很难看哈。
But every time I looked myself in the mirror, I was forced to think about God and His purpose for my life.
但是每次我看到镜子中的自己，我强迫自己要去想神在我的生命中有什么目的。
So as I entered into high school, You know, after maybe a year, this was in eighth grade. So after a year, I entered into high school and I continued to become involved in my church.
然后一年以后，我那时候是八年级，后来就上了高中了。我还仍然的把自己的生命跟教会的事情联系在一起。
I was able to become more and more involved in my youth group.
我在我的这个青年这个团契的施工就里边做的越来越多。
I was able to serve by playing guitar.
我敬拜主，我的方式就是弹吉他。
And leading the worship.
然后领导大家，领着大家来一块赞美敬拜。
And I was thinking none of this would have happened without the encouragement of my youth counselors and my parents.
我在想，如果没有我的青年那个团契的辅导，没有我的爸爸妈妈，这些事情都不会发生。
Most importantly, being in the church youth group, helped encourage me to, express my own personal faith.
而且在教会里的青年团契里服侍，对我个人的信心也是一个很大的帮助。
And consider my relationship with Christ.
和对我和主的关系也是很大的帮助。
It became my own faith and not just my parents' faith anymore.
这个信心就成了我自己的信心啊，不仅仅是我爸爸妈妈的信心了。
You know, in my college years, I served in my youth group as a youth counselor.
我在大学的时候，我在我们这个青年团契里做青年辅导。
I met many parents who would come to me and ask me, "How can I get my child more involved in church?"
我碰到很多的父母亲过来问我，我怎么样让我的孩子能够在教会里做更多的事情？
How can I get my child to really take God seriously?
怎么样才能够让我的孩子把神看得就是严肃的来看待神？
Questions like that make me think about my own experience.
这些问题总是让我想到我自己的经历。
And how God became a personal God to me.
神是怎样成我个人的神？
So, I simplified it to two factors.
所以我把这个简化成两个事实。
Number one, I could see that Jesus Christ and his church was important to my parents.
第一，我是看到神和神的教会对我的父母亲非常重要。
I could tell that Jesus Christ and the church was their number one priority.
我可以看到神和他的教会在我父母的生命中是最重要的事情。
They were committed to going to Sunday service. They were committed to going to cell group. They were committed to Christ through serving in the church.
他们每个星期必然要去教会，要在自己的这个小的查经小组里要服侍，而且去教会里参与服侍。
You know, if the local church is the manifest body of Christ on earth,
如果教会是神在地上设立的这个我们敬拜的地方。
Then by being a part of the church, we are actually declaring the importance of Jesus Christ in our lives.
我们在教会里服侍，我们实际上是在宣布我们怎么样把神放在我们的生命之中。
I knew Jesus was the first priority, was the priority in my parents' lives because of their involvement in the local church.
因为我爸爸妈妈在教会里很多事上都有参与，我认识到，我说耶稣基督是他们生命之中最重要的事情。
But I'll say that through their busyness, I still knew that I was important to my parents.
尽管他们很忙，但是我也知道我对我爸爸妈妈也很重要。
They didn't ignore me while they served in the church.
尽管他们在教会里服侍，但他们并没有忽视我。
And sadly, I've met, you know, other kids in youth group where that happened.
但是这种情形我是见到，我在我们青年团契里，有的时候父母亲忙于服侍就忽视了他们的孩子。
I think I'd sum it up by saying that for my parents, serving Christ was more important than even raising a successful kid.
我想对我爸爸妈妈来说，在教会里服侍是比要培养出一个成功的孩子要更重要的事情。
The second major factor, I would say,is that I was in an environment where I saw people my own age. Do you want to translate?
Go ahead, finish.
Okay. I saw people my own age taking God seriously.
第二个原因呢，我是觉得在我的生活周围的生活环境里，我看到跟我一样大的年轻人把神是看作一件很严肃的事情。
When I went to youth group, when I went to church,
当我去我的青年团契，我去教会的时候
when I was a freshman, I saw many older, juniors, 11th grade, 12th grade students. They were serious about Jesus Christ. They were serious about God. They were serious about serving in the church.
我在一年级的时候，我看到就是比我高几级的那些大一点的学生，他们在教会的服侍，在教会参加这个教会的崇拜，都是很认真严肃的对待。
They weren't doing it because their parents told them to.
他们并不是因为父母让他们那么做才做这样做的。
I went to our youth group fellowship every Friday night.
每个星期五的晚上，我都参加我们的青年团契。
And again, I have to give a nod to my parents because they took me every single Friday night.
我同样，我还是要跟我爸爸妈妈点一下头，因为都是每个星期五他们都带我一起去。
And if they couldn't give me a ride, they find a ride from someone for me.
如果他们自己不能够开车带我来，他们就请别人把我捎到教会。
We got into a lot of fights over the year about going to youth group on Friday nights.
这个星期五的晚上要去参加青年团契，这些年来我跟我爸爸妈妈有很多的这个 fight， 就是我们也为这个事情争吵很多次。
Because you know maybe they were too busy, but in the end they still brought me to youth group.
我的理解可能有问题，他就说这种 fight， 但是他们有时候爸爸妈妈太忙了，但是最后还是要带他去青年团契。
And so I was not just on Fridays in youth group fellowship, but also on Sundays, I was able to see other peers taking God, taking Jesus seriously.
不只是在星期五晚上的青年团契，在星期天教会里，我也同样看到跟我差不多同龄的这些年轻人，怎么样认真的、严肃的来对待神。
Okay, I said two main points, but I'm just going to add a small third point.
我提到说我有两个要点，但是我现在还有第三点。
I think I know that my parents prayed for me constantly during this time.
我知道我爸爸妈妈常常的在为我祷告。
And I've seen this in my own life and in the lives of other youth, that the ones who make it out okay are the ones whose parents pray for them constantly.
从我自己的生命中，还有我一些周围的朋友的生命之中，我看到那些在生活之中做得不错的年轻人，他们都有父母在为他们祷告。The
ones who make it out of high school with a heart for God are the ones who their parents pray for.
那些从中学毕业有一个心要去服侍神的这些年轻人，往往都是因为他们父母在长期的为他们祷告。So
sometime in 11th or 12th grade, I began to have ideas about what I should do in the future.
在我11年级、12年级的时候，有一段时间，我开始对我以后将要做什么，我有了一点概念。
I started to think, wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be awesome to serve God full time?
我在想，如果我全时间的侍奉主，那该多好啊！
Now, in elementary school, when I grew up, I wanted to be an astronaut.
在我小的时候，我在小学，我那时候的梦想，长大以后要做一个宇航员。
Just like all my other friends.
就像我所有别的朋友一样，他们都想成为宇航员。
Later on, maybe in middle school or in early high school, I wanted to be a scientist.
然后中学，然后到高中，我那时候的梦想是长大以后做一个科学家。
I wanted to discover something really famous and win some kind of prize.
我那时候想要发现一个很著名的定律，然后来得什么什么诺贝尔奖之类的。But
as my desire for God grew through knowing Him and through serving Him, the idea of serving Him full time in the future started to gain momentum.
但是当我认识神越来越多，然后我对神的渴望也渐渐加深，然后这个全时间侍奉主的这个念头就越来越强烈。
At this point, I still wasn't sure yet what to do.
其实现在我仍然不知道我该做什么。Perhaps
I would go into full-time serving God, go into full-time ministry later in life.
也许我再过一段时间，我可能会全时间的来侍奉主。Maybe
I could get a job first or get a PhD first and, you know, still be famous and serve God later.
也许我先去找一个工作，或者是拿一个 PhD， 拿一个博士学位，以后呢再去侍奉主。You
know, going to medical school was a great idea because I figured you can go out on the mission field and be a doctor.
那时候我在想去参加去医学院也很不错啊，这样以后你去这个出去传福音的时候，我可以做医生啊。After
high school, after I graduated, I volunteered at a disaster relief emergency rescue organization.
我中学毕业以后，我参加了一个就是救灾的这种义工的团体。
I did that for 2 years, and then afterwards I went to Rutgers university to get my electrical and computer engineering degree.
我在这个机构里就义务服侍了两年，然后我去这个若歌大学得到了我在这个就是电气工程方面的这个学位。
During those years, I continued to wonder and try to figure out my calling into full-time ministry.
那段时间我也是一直在想，我究竟这个考虑我这个愿望以后是不是要进行全时间的服侍。
No, since I'm a guest here, it's kind of strange. I probably come across as somebody who suddenly decided to go into full-time ministry.
我今天在这儿是客人，所以我想可能说起来有点不好意思啊。大家中间也许有的人突然一下就已经下定决心叫全时间服侍主了。
But I'm telling you that this process went on for years.
但是对我来讲，这是花了好几年的时间。
Just like my parents mentioned yesterday, they committed their lives for full-time ministry in 92, right?
就像我爸爸妈妈，他们是在94年的时候决定全时间侍奉主。
And in my own experience, I started to have an idea of full-time ministry in 96 or 97.
对我个人来讲，我大概是在九六年的时候有这个全时间侍奉的念头。
And so finally, I got to my final year, my senior year at Rutgers University.
所以终于我到了我大学里就最后一年，这个电气工程这个最后一年。
As you heard yesterday, I got into a couple of graduate schools, and I was also offered a job.
然后昨天你们听到我妈妈分享，我拿到了几个录取通知书，然后我也有了一份工作。
By God's grace, I didn't take the job because eventually I found out that the department, the company's department that was offering me the job, they were all laid off.
这感谢神的恩典，我没有拿到这个，我没有就是接受这个工作，因为我后来知道这个公司的这个部门后来完全的就被裁员了。
But one of my options was now considering going to seminary.Right after graduating from college.
我那时候另外的一个选择就是从大学一毕业就去神学院念书。
This process, this decision-making process, took a couple of months.
就是这个决定很难做，我花了几个月的时间。
After much prayer and discussion with church leaders and other mentors, I came to this conclusion.
我自己也想了很久，然后跟教会里这些领袖啊、领导啊，还有这个他们这我的一些导师，我们一块儿商量了很久。最后得出的结论。
I had originally planned to, I had originally viewed following God and serving Him as something that I had to prepare for.
我开始的想法是我要服侍主，我准备着要去侍奉主。
You know, I was going to attend grad school so that in the future, when I got my PhD, maybe God would use that.
我那时候在想，如果我去研究院念书，拿到一个博士学位，也许神可以用我的博士学位。
Maybe I could go on the mission field and teach.
然后我也许可以去参加一个宣教的一个事工，然后在那里教书。
But you know, then again, I thought maybe God won't use that.
然后我又想，也许神不会这样用我。
You know, I was going.Maybe I could go to medical school so that God could use me someday in the mission field and be a doctor.
我又在想，如果我去医学院的话，以后也许有一天神可以用我在这宣教事工上去做医生。
But then again, maybe he won't.
也许他也不会这样用我。
I was hoping to obtain some kind of training for myself in order that God might be able to use me in the future.
我那时候是在想，我应该有一些什么样的训练，这样神以后可以有一个机会来使用我。
But you know, as I talk with church leaders, as I read the Bible, as I prayed, God wasn't calling me to get ready in order to follow Him.
然后我通过跟教会的这些领导，我们一块的讨论，我自己看圣经，然后我自己在祷告，我就想。神并没有这样子来呼召我去做一个什么准备。
You know, when in the gospel, when Jesus calls somebody to follow him, what do they do?
在这个福音书里，当耶稣叫什么人来跟从他的时候，他是怎么做的？
In Luke 9, Jesus asks a man to follow him.
路加福音第九章，耶稣让一个人来跟从他。
And the man says, Lord, let me first, da 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 da.
这人说，主啊，让我先回去做这个做那个吧。
I think it was, let me first go bury my father and mother.
我想他大概是说，让我先回去把我爸爸妈妈先埋葬了再说吧。
Another man says, I will follow you, Lord, but first.
另一个说，主，我会跟从你，但是先让我做点什么吧。
That was what I was doing. I said, I was saying that, Lord, I will follow you, but first, let me get my training first.
那就是，其实那就是我的想法。我在想，主啊，我要跟从你，但是先让我得到一些训练吧。
You know, who are we to imagine that we can qualify for the Lord's service by the training we receive?
我们究竟是谁呢？我们怎么能够决定，就是说，我们通过一些职业上的训练，我们就可以来适合我们去做主的工呢
？God chooses to use whom He pleases.
神来选择他所喜悦的人。
Some of you might think, well, you know, isn't going to seminary preparing for future ministry?
有时候，我想你们中间也会有人问说，你去神学院念书，这不也是为你将来的路来做准备吗？
I think a lot of people that I've heard of, they went to seminary thinking that I want to be a pastor or minister, and so I will go to seminary to get training.
我想很多人去神学院念书是想今后我要做牧师，我要做宣教士，所以我在这个神学院要得到一些训练。
But for me, the primary reason why I chose to go to seminary was to study about God.
但是对我来讲，我去神学院最基本的原因是因为我想要来更多的了解神。
I'm not solely going so that I can be prepared for ministry.
我并不是说我到那儿唯一的目的就是为了以后要参加宣教侍奉。
I know it sounds a little bit selfish.
这听起来好像有点自私。
But I'm going because of my passion to pursue God.
因为对我来讲，我去神学院是为了我更追求主。
So back to the scripture.You know, the rest of the scripture passage in 2 Timothy, Paul is encouraging Timothy.
我们再看这个，又回到提摩太书，我们刚才念的这个提摩太书第一节，就是在剩下的这些章节里面，这个保罗是在鼓励提摩太。
I'm going to read verse 8.
我们来念一下第八节，第一章第八节。
But join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace.
你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻。总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
Not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace.
不是因为我们所做的任何事情，而是因为他自己的慈爱。
Well, this is exactly the way I feel about how God has led me through these past years.
这就是我自己这些年我神所给我的这种我的体会。
It seems as though I didn't really do anything to get to this point.
看起来好像到目前为止我还自己没有做任何事情。
I know that God used a lot of people in our church, a lot of my friends, a lot of the church leaders, to mold and shape me and to bring me to this point.
我知道神用了我们教会里很多的弟兄姐妹，还有我周围的朋友来塑造我到今天这个地步。
You know, I want to encourage you as a church.
我想要鼓励大家作为一个教会。
You influence the next generation of Christ followers more than you know.
你们对于下一代的影响，让他们来成为基督徒，这个影响要比你想象的要大。
And I'm speaking this as the next generation of Christ followers.
我是作为下一代来说这个话。
You know, by the way you hold your meetings, by not taking yourselves too seriously, by taking Jesus Christ very seriously.
你们自己来这样子聚会, 然后你们对于自己的在生活之中不要太在乎, 但是对神的事情非常在乎。
You know, by demonstrating Christ's active love in front of your children, in front of the next generation, like myself.
通过在你自己的孩子面前和在就是下一代年轻人面前, 比如这些像我一样的年轻人面前, 你们显出主的爱。
And finally, as Paul writes here, you know, Paul being the first generation, if you will.
这个就像最后呢, 就像保罗在提摩太后书里说的一样, 保罗是第一代的基督徒。
He invites the next generation in joining him in the suffering of the gospel.
他邀请下一代的基督徒和他一同连结来为主耶稣来受苦。
And so, by doing this kind of thing, I really want to encourage you that, you know, that's how, as a church, we'll be able to pass on the gospel of Jesus Christ to the coming generations.
我跟大家分享这些是想鼓励大家作为一个教会, 这是我们怎么样才能够让下一代一样的把这个信仰传承下去。
So I want to thank you for the privilege of giving me the time and giving me your attention to share this testimony with you. And I want to invite my sister, Jessica, to give her testimony.
我感谢大家给我这样的机会和时间跟大家分享。下面我的妹妹要跟大家分享她的见证。
Hi, my name is Jessica, and I am 18 years old.
我叫Jessica, 我今年18岁。
I've been homeschooled since fourth grade, and I am the second born.
我从四年级开始就在家里在家教育, 然后我是我们家的老二。
So I'm the only girl, and I live with three brothers.
我是家里的唯一的女孩, 还有三个弟兄姐妹。 三个弟兄。
My parents asked me to share with you about how I've experienced the work of God in my life.
我爸爸妈妈希望我跟大家分享神怎么样在我的生命里做工。
Through my family.
通过我的家庭。
Through homeschooling.
通过这个在家教育。
And through many circumstances where God intervened.
也通过很多很多的这些机会神是怎么样在我的生命之中来就是参与。
So as I was growing up, my mom would always tell me the story of how God miraculously saved my life when I was 1 year old.
我在我长成长的过程中，我妈妈经常就跟我讲，她是神是怎样奇迹一般的把我的，就是在我一岁的时候，神是怎么样奇迹般的把我救回来。
The same story that she shared with you last night.
这正是大家昨天听到的那个故事。
I was running a fever of, I think, 106. For a period of 2 weeks, and I ended up in the hospital.
那时候我才一岁多，在就是发高烧，持续高烧到106这个华氏度，连着两个星期持续高烧，最后就送进了医院。The
doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong with me.
这医生也找不出到底是出了什么问题。At
that time, my parents weren't Christians, but during my illness, my mom began to seriously seek out God.
那时候我爸爸妈妈还不是基督徒，但是我在生病的时候，我妈妈就开始很严肃的在想这个，在寻找耶稣，找寻找主。And
she received Christ as her Savior during that time.
就是在那段时间，她接受了主。In
a few days, my fever was gone.
几天之后，我的烧就退了。This
story was one of my earliest encounters with the power of God.
这个故事就是我在生命之中跟神最初的接触之一。
So at the age of 5, I understood that there was a big God who took personal care of me.
所以在我五岁的时候，我就知道说这个有一个超就是很大的很大的主，他可以很关心我。When
I was in fourth grade, my parents started to homeschool my siblings and I.
我在四年级的时候，我爸爸妈妈就决定在家里对我们进行在家教育。By
that time, all of my brothers were born.
那时候我的两个弟弟都出生了。And
I can remember how that first year, our house was constantly filled with noise from us kids romping around the house.
我还记得那时候因为都是小孩子，这个整整一年第一年的时间，在家里到处都是孩子的那个吵闹声。Why
do I remember that?
我怎么会记得那么清楚呢？
Because usually when you go to school, you are sitting in an orderly classroom.
因为你如果你去学上学的话，你教室里一般是很有秩序的。
And listening to a teacher talk.
你听老师讲话。
And then when you get back home, half of the family is not home yet, so it's very quiet.
你回家的时候，家里大概一半人都还没回来呢，所以家里也很安静。
But as we started homeschooling, the first thing I noticed is how much time we had to spend together.
但是我第一件就是在我这个在我们的在家教育，我第一件注意到的事情就是我们可以彼此花多少时间在一起。
Whether we liked it or not.
不管我们喜不喜欢，我们就得要耗在一块儿。
I still remember the first day we started homeschooling.
我还记得我们在开始在家教育的第一天。
We woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning to study the Bible.
那天早上五点钟大家就起床一块来查经了。
I can honestly say I complained the entire day.
我可以很诚实地跟你说，那一整天我都在抱怨。
I complained that my mom was not teaching right, that she wasn't teaching the way my teacher at school teaches.
我抱怨说我妈妈教的不对，根本跟我学校的老师教的不一样。
So that first day, I compared everything my mom did to what my teacher did.
那所以第一天我把我妈妈做的每一件事都跟我学校老师去比较。
My mom also started making me wear dresses to church.
然后妈妈又逼着我穿起来很正式的衣服到教会去。
Every Sunday, we had a great battle in front of my closet.
所以每个星期天早上在我的衣橱面前我们两个都要打一架。
Needless to say, I must have been a big headache and discouragement to my mom.
这都不用说了，我对我妈妈肯定是很头疼，而且真的是让她很灰心的一个孩子。
Homeschooling took quite a while to get used to, and I was always afraid of falling behind.
但是这个在家教育花了很长时间，我们才习惯。对我来讲，我很害怕我被落在后面。
But with struggles come blessings, and I'm so glad my parents didn't give up.
但是随着这些挣扎也来了很多祝福，我真是感谢我爸爸妈妈没有放弃。
Because I've learned over the years what a tremendous privilege it is to be homeschooled.
因为通过这些年，我越来越认识到在家教育真的是多么对我们来讲是一件很值得羡慕的事情。
My parents sacrificed a lot to raise me up according to God's standards.
我爸爸妈妈做了很多的牺牲来把我教养，按照神的这个方式来教养我。
They taught me what a good education really means.
他们告诉我这个真正的好的教育是什么意思。
That being motivated and disciplined to learn on my own is more important than how much I can achieve.
能够有这个动力，这种动机去提升自己，这比学到什么东西要更重要。
And success means to know God and seek His kingdom first.
成功是意味着要认识主，而且是先去寻他的国。
Also, the increased amount of time us siblings spent together helped us to understand each other better and learn from our older siblings.
而且因为我跟这样子跟弟兄们有很多的时间在一起，我们可以彼此学习，我也从我哥哥身上学到好多。
So now I'm going to talk about my older brother Frank.
所以现在我要谈一谈我哥哥 Frank.
I spent much of my time with my older brother, who is 7 years older than me.
我花了很多时间跟我的哥哥在一起，他比我大七岁。
He often allowed me to tag along with him to youth group.
他也允许我像小尾巴一样的跟着他到这个青年团契去。
He also tutored me in my schoolwork, like algebra and chemistry.
我在这个功课学校的功课，这代数跟化学上面，我哥哥也教我。
My older brother has probably influenced the way I think the most.
我哥哥就是他影响我很多很多。
I mean, if you had nightly debriefing sessions with an older brother who loves to analyze and philosophize, I'm sure you'd be influenced by him too.
如果你每天晚上都有一个大哥来跟你讲，就是分析这个，做一些这个哲学式的思考，我相信你也会受很大的影响。
But I'm blessed to have a smart and godly older brother to influence me.
但是我有这样的一个聪明，这样一个很聪明，而且这样子一个很棒的哥哥，对我是个祝福。
It was also my older brother's example that encouraged me to get involved with serving at church.
我哥哥对我在教会里服侍也是个很好的榜样。
Watching my older brother carve the path ahead of me also showed me how to seek a personal relationship with God.
我哥哥在前面开路也帮助我看到我怎么样能够去服侍主。
And prepared me for the things I would experience as I got older.
也帮助我能够准为我将来在生活之中可能遇到的事情来做准备。
I've continued to experience God's personal work in my life, especially in these last few months.
在这过去的几个月之中，我特别的感到就是经历了跟神在为服侍神的这些事情。
Frank just shared with you about how he chose to go to seminary after college.
我哥哥刚才跟大家分享，就是说为什么他决定大学毕业以后去神学院。
He spent a period of time seeking out God's will for his next step.
他花了很长的时间去寻找，就是下一步神要他做什么。
And I watched how God made his will clear to him when he persistently trusted in God.
当他在这样信任神的时候，我也亲眼看到我哥哥是怎么样把自己就是明确了自己以后的路。
During that time, I was already a senior in high school, about to graduate.
那时候我大概马上要从高中毕业了，我是二年级的时候，高中二年级。三年级的时候。
As most people have experienced, the end of high school presents the graduate with a deluge of major choices.
就像很多人所经历过的一样，就是高中毕业对你的人生是很重要的，你做决定的时候。
So naturally, as my senior year drew to a close, I anxiously tried to figure out my future plans.
所以很自然的，当我三年级快结束的时候，我就很急切的想要想一想，决定自己以后究竟要做什么。
My family was getting ready to move to South Carolina.
我的家已经全家都决定要搬到南卡去了。
So should I move with them to South Carolina for a year or stay in New Jersey?
我应该跟他们一块儿搬到南卡去呢，还是我继续留在 New Jersey?
Should I go to college or should I wait for a year?
我应该去大学念书呢，我还是再等一年。
Will I be able to get a job and a car?
我可以是不是能拿到一个工作，是不是可以买一辆车？
And of course, what will become of my musical training?
而且我在音乐方面的训练会不会延续下去？
However, worrying about these issues didn't solve the problem.
那时候我很多担心，很多的这种焦虑，但是对我解决问题毫无帮助。
If anything, it made me realize that leaning on my own understanding in making choices brings much stress and insecurity.
这些焦虑最后让我明白，我如果是只是依靠我自己来解决这种问题的话，只会让我更加的有在这个生活在压力之下。
God wanted me to wait on him for answers.
神想要我来等待他的回答。
So through the reminders and encouragements from my parents and friends,
通过我爸爸妈妈和朋友们的鼓励和提醒，
I began to pray for God's will to be made clear in my life.
我开始祷告，让神把他的这个神的意志在我生命之中再彰显出来。
And then I waited.
然后我就开始等。
Summer arrived, and I had not yet applied to any colleges.
已经是夏天了，我还没有对任何大学发出申请。
When I considered my remaining possibilities, God closed all the doors.
当我考虑我余下来还有些什么选择和机会的时候，神已经把所有的门都关上了。
But although my faith was the size of a mustard seed, God was still faithful.
但是尽管我的信心只有芥菜籽那么小，但是神仍然是让他的这个给我了信心。
He provided me with a wonderful piano teacher to study with this year.
他在今年给我了一个很好的这个钢琴老师，让我来跟他学。
And she was also the means through which God showed me my next step.
神也通过他让我明白我下一步该怎么走。
Summer was well underway when one day, my piano teacher asked me if I would like to study piano at Rutgers University this fall.
这个夏天快结束的时候，我老师有一天突然问我说，我是不是愿意在若歌大学学习这个钢琴演奏。
Because she is the head of the piano department, she helped me arrange my audition and the application process.
她是这个音乐系的这个系主任，所以她帮我安排申请，帮我申请入学的事情。
Within a matter of a few weeks, I was accepted into Rutgers.
所以几个星期之内，我就已经进了若歌大学了。
So God had opened the door for me to continue my musical training in college.
所以神打开了一扇门，让我可以在大学里继续我音乐方面的训练。
Not only did I receive this clear direction from him, but he also provided for all my financial needs so that I didn't have to worry about tuition costs.
他不仅神给我提供了这样一个好的机会，而且他也在经济上提供了足够的资助，所以我完全不用为我的学费担心。
Even when I am clearly lost as to future direction,
尽管我有一段时间是完全只对于将来的这个方向完全是迷路了。
It's a great privilege and blessing to trust in God who continues to remain faithful.
但是我们的神是信实的，我只要相信他，我的路还是能够得到祝福。
As it says in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
就像这个就是箴言书里边三章的第四、第五节，他是这样说：你要全心信靠主，不要依靠自己的聪明。
In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
就是在一切的路上都信靠主，他会让你的路能够顺直。
Each year as I look back at my life, I can see more and more how God's hand was guiding every part of my life.
每年当我回头看这一年的生活、生命的时候，我总是能够看到神是怎么样引导我走过这一年的每一步。
He used me to bring my mom to know him.
他通过我让我妈妈认识他。
He allowed me to be homeschooled so I could receive godly values and principles from my parents.
他让我有在家教育，这样我可以从我爸爸妈妈那里学到神国的价值观。
He gave me a good and protective older brother to grow up with.
他给我一个保护我的大哥，这样我可以跟哥哥一块儿长大。
And younger brothers to spice up my life.
我也有也给我这个年轻，就是你比我还小的弟弟，让我的生活变得有意思，有把我的生活里面加一点调料。
And he has never failed to provide me with everything I need, one step at a time.
而且他在我生活之中每一步，他都有提供，都足够我的需要。
I also realized that the reason I grew to know and love God is because my parents made it their first priority to instill that love for God in me.
我也认识到我认识主是通过因为我爸爸妈妈把这个神放在他们生活之中最重要的位置。
So I will always be thankful to them as well as my brothers and spiritual leaders for investing in my life.
所以我对我的爸爸妈妈、我的弟兄们还有我们教会里的这些教会的同工们，我永远对他们感激。
Okay, so that's it from me. And now it's Daniel's turn to share.
现在是弟弟 Daniel.
Okay. I wish I could just come up here and say, like, what Frank said, but I can't.
我很希望我到这儿来跟我哥哥一样，跟他说的一样，可是还不行。
So I have my own set.
我还是有自己的话要说。
All right, my name is Daniel, and I'm 13.
我叫 Daniel, 我今年13了。
And we've been homeschooled since my little brother was born.
当我小弟弟刚刚出生，我们就开始在家教育。
And I'm the third born in my family.
我是我们家的老三。
Yep, and I can skip that. Okay, I'd like to share about how my siblings have affected my relationship with Jesus Christ and how they help me build up my character.
我想要跟大家分享的是我的弟兄 姐姐和是怎么样在我的生活之中影响我跟神的关系，而且他们怎么样帮助我塑造我自己的人格。
Okay, so I'll start with Frank.
我从我的大哥开始。
The earliest thing I can remember about him was we were in a small blue house, and he had his own room.
我对他这关于他最早的记忆就是那时候我们在一幢蓝房子里面，他有他自己的房间。
And I was like 2 or 3 years old, and I would always wander into his room.
那时候我只有两三岁，我就很想到他的房间里去。
And I also remember that he had a lot of ants in his room.
我还记得他屋子里有好多蚂蚁。
So then what he would do was he'd take those medicine cups.
然后他呢，他做的就是他把那个装药的那种小瓶子拿起来。
And he just capped the ants.
但是就照在那个蚂蚁上面。
Then he'd slide an index card under it, and he'd just leave the ant there.
然后他就把那个瓶子就这么一直挪过来，那个蚂蚁就给照在瓶子里。
And I can never do it.
我这种事儿我可做不来。
Yeah, so Frank has been a really good, great help in building my character.
就是我大哥在我就是我的人格成长之中，他真是有很大的影响。
And he was about 16 or so when we started homeschooling.
我们刚刚开始在家教育的时候，我哥哥大概16岁。
And like my sister said, one of the things we had to do was get up early and read the Bible.
我姐姐刚才说了，我们那时候每天早上就要很早起来去读经。
So what we do is we go around and each person would read a verse.
那时候我们大家就是轮流来，一人读一节。
And we just go around in circles like that.
我们就这么一圈就一圈的读下去。
So it was my turn, and then my verse had the word ambush in it.
然后轮到我的时候，我这个我的这个经节里面有一个词是说潜伏还是伏击。
And I was still very young, so I didn't know how to read it.
那时候我还很小，我不知道怎么读这个词儿。
So when I got to that word, I got stuck, and I kept trying to read it right, but I couldn't.
然后我读到这个字的时候，我就一下子就读不下去了。然后我试了好多次都读不下去。
So, Frank was sitting next to me, so then he just started to teach me how to read it.
我哥哥在我旁边坐着，所以他就开始教我怎么样读这个词。
He made me like section the syllables together apart, and then put them together so I could read it right.
Say it again. Sorry, I got lost.
He made me take apart the word into little syllables, and then
okay.
I took read them one by one.
Got it. 它这个词就是很复杂的词，我哥哥就把它分成几个音节，这样子我一点一点读就可以读下来了。
But for some reason, I couldn't get it.
但是还是读不下来。
So he encouraged me and told me he kept trying to teach me and made me repeat the word over and over again.
但是他一直鼓励我一遍一遍的去读。
And I was very young, so this got very frustrating.
因为我那时候还小嘛，所以这个一遍一遍的读弄得我就很沮丧。
But after a while, I finally got it.
但是过了一段时间，我总算是能够读了。
And that was the first thing I remember him teaching me ever since we started homeschooling.
那是我们就是开始在家教育，我记得的第一件事情就是他怎么样教我。
Since then, I viewed him at a different angle.
从那以后，我看我哥哥的角度就完全不一样了。
He wasn't just a big brother just because he was in the same family.
他不再是因为就是仅仅因为他是我们两个在一家里成长，他是我的大哥。
He was someone to follow and someone to learn from.
他是我需要跟从、需要学习的、跟着学习的一个人。
Like an example.
就好像一个榜样一样。
From that point on, every time he asked me to do something or he would invite me and tell me something, it's a special time when he would share with me or like. Teach me.
从那以后，就是每当他要我做什么事情，什么时候，我就可以是一个很特别的时间，特殊的时间，我可以从他那儿学很多东西。
So, Frank is special.
所以我大哥真的很特别的一个人。
Recently around last winter, my hands I grew enough so I could play guitar like him.
在去年大概去年冬天的时候，我的手已经长得足够大，我可以像我哥哥一样弹吉他了。
And I was only 3 years or so when he started learning.
当我哥哥开始学习弹吉他的时候，我只有三岁。
So I would always hear him play or practice and listen to him.
我总是听到他在那儿练习弹，然后听过很多次。
So last winter he decided to teach me and Jessica guitar.
然后去年冬天他决定要来教我来弹吉他。
We both learned together and he made a little handbook to teach to learn guitar.
然后去年我们就一起开始学习来弹吉他，然后他给我做了好多这种笔记本，教我怎么样弹。
But she learned faster than me.
当然他学的比我快多了。
So one night I wandered into his room and he was working or something, I don't remember.
有一天晚上我就串门到他的屋子里去，他好像在做什么事儿，我记不得了。
He was probably cleaning his room.
也许是在打扫卫生。
So I just took his guitar from the stand and I just started playing.
然后我就从桌子上把他的吉他拿起来开始弹。
And then like he stopped what he was doing and then he got up and started teaching me how to play right chords and all that.
然后他就停下他手里的这些要做的事情，他就过来教我怎么样弹和弦。
So then he went to his computer and then he played a song.
然后他就去打开计算机，然后放了一首歌。
And then he turned around and said, "All right, figure out the chords."
然后他就转进来对着我说，你听得出来这个歌里有些什么和弦吗？
I kept trying and listening and trying and listening, but I didn't get it.
我就试了好多次，我一遍一遍的听，想听出里面有什么和弦，我还是听不出来。
It was very encouraging, and he helped me a lot and gave me clues, and we played the song over and over again.
他很鼓励我，一直鼓励我继续听下去，然后给我很多的这个帮助提示，让我们就一起把这个歌听了好多遍。
When I finally figured it out, my arm was so sore from playing and strumming that it hurt.
最后我总算是把这个和弦总算听出来了，可是我的手弹的已经都发麻发酸，好痛。
But afterwards, I thought about it. I realized he spent a lot of time with me.
但是在那之后，我意识到他花了很多时间来跟我一起。
Because when I got out of his room, everyone was ready for bed, except for the two of us.
因为当我从他的屋子里出来的时候，我发现全家人除了我们两个都已经睡了。
So he took a big chunk of his time out from his schedule or whatever busy stuff he had to do, and just to teach me.
他是从他自己的这个时间表里边拿出了很大的一段时间来教我，不管是他做什么，他都停下来教我。
Now I've noticed that all the examples I've given of him didn't mention any character building at all.
注意到就是我刚才给的这些例子，并没有提到任何就在于人格上的这种塑造和形成。
But if you think about it, he didn't have to teach me anything.
但是如果你想一想的话，他不需要来教我任何事情。
All he had to do was hang around me or let me hang around him, and then I would just pick it up from his good example.
因为他只需要让我跟在他身边，我们两个一花时间在一起，我就可以从他身上学到好多。
All he needed to do was set the example, and I learned it.
他只需要就是把自己当做一个榜样，我就可以去学了。
Okay, now it's Jessica's turn.
现在轮到我们家现在是我的姐姐了，我一个一个的要谈过去，现在轮到我姐姐。
Jessica's helped me a lot. I remember a lot of weird stuff we did together.
我姐姐帮我很多，我还记得我们俩一块做了好多古怪的事情。
Ever since I was little, she would be playing with me or teaching me or something.
当我还很小的时候，我记得我们两个一起玩，然后她也教我好多。
My mom told me that when I was still in the crib, my sister would just come around and make me laugh.
我妈妈告诉我说，我那时候还在摇篮里，我姐姐就跑过来让我逗我笑。
And she was my playmate until Michael was born. He was old enough.
他是我的玩伴，直到我弟弟 Michael 生下来。
And I remember one night when I was young.
我还记得我还年轻的时候。
Seven.
七岁。
I couldn't sleep for some reason. I don't remember why.
那天晚上我睡不着，我也不知道为什么。
So I stuck out of my bed and went to Jessica's room.
然后我从床上跳起来就到姐姐的屋子里去了。
And she wasn't sleeping yet for some reason either.
她那天不知道什么原因她还没睡呢。
So after making sure I was okay, we played cards in her bed till it was very late.
然后她确信我没什么事儿，然后我们两个在她床上就开始打牌。
So that night she let me sleep in her room.
那天晚上我就在她的屋子里睡了。
And another thing she helped me with was her my time.
另外一次她也帮了我好多。
She would help me and remind me to do something productive.
她帮助我，而且也鼓励我做一些有成就的，就是有成果的事情。
Like I would wander around the house and not do anything in particular.
我喜欢在屋子里串来串去的，什么事也不做。
Which isn't doing something good with my time.
对我的时间来讲，我是在浪费时间。
So she would notice, and then she'd tell me to go do something productive.
然后她会注意到，然后就说你去做点事情，做点有一些成果的事情。
And I wouldn't listen to her.
我不听她的。
So I would be annoying or like give a smart remark and tell her why there's nothing to do or something like that.
我那时候有时候就是还挺讨人厌的，我给她一个看起来很聪明的答案，我说干嘛呀，好像没什么事好做嘛。
So she kept persisting though and kept telling me to do the same, to do something productive.
但是她很坚持的，就是说一定要去让我去做一点事情，要有点成果的事情。
Now a few weeks ago, I noticed that she would use the word productive instead of the word useful.
我记得就是几个星期之前，我注意到她用的这个词就是说有富有成果性的，而没有说有用的事。
So instead of saying go do something useful, she would say go do something productive.
所以她不会说你去做一些有用的事，她说你去做一些有成果的事。
I was thinking about this last week and wrote something about it, and
yeah. 所以上个星期我对这个事情想一想。
Usefulness and productiveness are two different things.
我想这个有用和有成果的是两件不同的事情。
Doing something useful could be just playing with toys or using the computer for anything.
你做有用的事情，有可能你玩玩具啊，或者你上在这个计算机上上网啊，这都是可以算是有用的事吧。
Doing something useful may not lead to a certain goal or something that you are working towards.
做一些有用的事，并不见得就是对于你做你想要决心要做的一件事情有任何帮助，也可能就没有朝那个方向去走。
Doing something productive will always lead to a certain goal.
但是做一个有成果的事情，是因为你总有一个目的要去完成。
And will always be constructive and build you up somehow or some other way.
但是就是在做这件事情的过程之中，你就可以帮助你可以成长，可以学习。
And now I'm gonna talk about Michael.
好，现在我该谈谈我的弟弟 Michael 了。
Some of you may ask, like, what is there to learn from someone younger than you?
那你们有人会问，从一个比你还小的人身上学到什么呢？
Well, there's plenty to learn.
这有很多东西可以学的。
You can teach them too.
你可以教他们。
And you can learn from teaching.
你也可以从你这个教的这个过程中学很多。
It's easier to teach, but the hardest part is to learn from them.
这教他们好像很容易，但是最难的就是怎么样从他们身上来学到一点东西。
Now, me and Michael have two very different personalities.
我和我弟弟的人格就是这个性格特征完全不一样。
I'm fast and I'm quick-minded, and Michael's slow and he's careful.
我很快，我的头脑筋转得很快，可是我弟弟动作比较慢，而且他用词就是比较小心。
That's what my mom says.
我妈妈就是这么说的。
These two different personalities can help us sometimes.
这两种不同的个性有时候可以帮助我们。
But sometimes it ends up in a fight.
但是有时候我们俩就打起来了。
And my mom will follow up with a lecture.
妈妈就会借着这机会来给我们一通教训。
Now, fighting and getting a lecture afterwards may seem like a bad thing.
这两个人一块儿打起来了，然后听妈妈训一顿，就好像听起来是挺糟糕的一件事情。
But at the end, it's really good.
但是这个最后还是很好的一件事儿。
Proverbs 27:17 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another."
就是在这个。这是在箴言里，这个十七章我来不及翻了。他是说，就像两把那个铁刀是磨，对，一块磨具磨得越来越利，两个人在一块互相也可以有磨练。
When you're sharpening iron, you need the two pieces to scratch together and touch each other.
你想要把一把刀磨得利一点，你需要另外一把刀，两个一块对着磨。
You cannot sharpen iron without the two pieces touching each other.
如果你这两个东西不碰在一块，你谁也磨不利，这两个刀都磨不利。
When you put the two pieces together, you have friction and heat, and that's what sharpens it.
你把这两个铁片放在一块的话，这产生了摩擦力，产生热量，所以这时候才能把它给磨得锋利。
Now think of me and Michael as two pieces of iron.
我跟我弟弟就好像是两片铁片一样。
When we rub together, we get into a conflict, and we get into a conflict with each other, and we create friction.
我们两个在一块摩擦的时候，我们有摩擦力，然后我们中间就有冲突。
Friction hurts, and it gets hot, and then fight erupts.
然后我这种摩擦是还是很伤人的，也不太舒服，但是这个结果。
But what happens after the heat and friction is all over?
但是当这个摩擦和这个热量已经过去了以后。
Well, you have two pieces of sharpened iron.
你这两片都磨得很锐利了。
Or you have two boys with sharpened minds.
又或者你有两个男孩子，他们都是很这个头脑都转得很快。
So though all this seems bad.
所以这些看起来好像很不太好。
We have an outcome that bears good fruit.
但是最后的这个结果可以产生很好的果子。
In Isaiah 48:10, God says, "See, I have refined you, though not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction."
这个就在这以赛亚书 which chapter?
48:10.
四十八章第十节，他是说是不是我们要像银那个神要熬炼我们，好像就是银匠在泥土里熬炼银子一样。
He put me and Michael through the furnace of affliction.
神就把我和 Michael 放到这个泥炉里去熬炼。
And he did this to test us.
他是为了来试炼我们。
And when we came out, we're a little stronger than we were before.
我们从这个泥炉里出来，我们就比以前要更加坚强一点。
Now, all this couldn't have happened without my parents.
这一切如果没有我的爸爸妈妈都不会发生的。
And of course, you can't forget the parents.
当然你不可能忘记你爸爸妈妈的。
My parents account for more than 50% of what I've talked about so far.
我爸爸妈妈是在我这个所有我刚才谈给大家讲的这些事情里，我爸爸妈妈占的分量要超过50%。
If it weren't for them, I wouldn't have said so much.
如果不是因为他们，我不会说这么多的。
And like I said before, my personality is a fast one.
就像我刚才说到的，我的个性呢就是很快。
But for some reason, I still like to think a lot.
但是不知道什么原因，我还是很喜欢去思考的。
Only I think fast.
如果我思考的也很快。
So when I was little, my mom decided to homeschool us, and before I turned 4, so I had never been to any school before besides homeschool.
我在四岁的时候，我爸爸妈妈就决定要在家教育，所以我从来没有去过任何这种公立的学校，我一直都是在家教育。
I've been going to church since I was -9.
从还大概不到九岁的时候，我就去教会。
-9 months.
啊、-9 months. OK, 大概九个月的时候哈。
Yes.
OK. Oh, OK, OK, I got it. 他说是妈妈怀他怀在九个月的时候就已经去了教会了。
So the environment I was brought up in was a very godly one.
所以他所生长就是在我生长的这个环境是非常敬虔的一个环境。
So I went to Bible, Sunday school ever since I was little, very little.
当我还好小好小的时候，我就去参加主日学了。
I learned the Bible, the stories, the verses, the songs, everything.
我在教会里，我学查经，我学习这个经文，然后唱圣诗，好多事情。
And my mom taught me all the characteristics that make a Christian a Christian.
妈妈告诉我，就是有一些什么样的性格才能够使一个基督徒像是成为一个真正的基督徒。
So, my sister and my brother, older brother, have been serving in the church when I was very young.
我很小的时候，我哥哥和姐姐就在教会里服侍了。
And so were my parents.
我爸爸妈妈当然也一样。
And of course, they taught me that God saved me, that I've sinned, and I needed His salvation.
他们当然，他们教育我说我是个罪人，神救了我，然后我需要神的救恩。
So I became a Christian when I was like 5.
所以当我才五岁的时候，我就成为一个基督徒。
Now sometimes when you look at a parent, you might think that they're a hindrance to you, or like they prevent you from doing things that you think are fun.
有时候你看你的爸爸妈妈，你会觉得他们是你做一些比较有趣的事情的障碍。
But God put them there to protect you and to shape you up.
但是神把爸爸妈妈放在那儿是为了要保护你，而且把你的生活上面塑造你。
They're like molds that he's using to shape you and make you into something that he knows is good.
他们就好像是神的模具，这样把你塑造成神觉得最好的样子。
This is what my parents have been doing ever since I was very young.
这就是我在从我很小的时候，我爸爸妈妈就开始做的一件事情。
They taught me and molded me, but sometimes I didn't exactly listen to them.
他们教我，他们塑造我，但是有时候我并不愿意跟着他们说的话去做。
I would fight or argue with them and go through the furnace with them each time.
有时候我就跟他们吵，我跟他们要斗起来，我就好像这个银匠把这个银子放在泥炉里去练一样。
We just got sharper.
但是通过那以后，我就可以就是被练的要更纯一点。
So having this godly environment has bent my thinking and.
就是我有这样一个敬虔的环境，在我的这个成长之中，确实是影响很大。
Yeah, and character towards one direction. So it's like a habit to me now.
现在我这些就是都好像是对我来说已经成为习惯了。
But I think of it as I'm being bent away from the world.
但是我所理解的就是说我这些周围的环境对我的影响，就好像把我弯向就是背离这个世界的这个方向。
So God put your parents and my parents there so that you won't get so yeah, you will be protected and won't get twisted in with the world.
所以神把你的爸爸妈妈和我的爸爸妈妈放在那儿，是为了保护我们，让我们不要去走上邪路。
So to wrap it all up, a family is not a place where you have a mom and dad and annoying siblings.
我想做总结，就是说一个家庭并不是说神把爸爸妈妈放在那里，还放几个挺讨厌的这个兄弟姐妹。
It's a place where you can grow and not worry about making mistakes or anything.
这是一个地方，你可以在这儿成长，你不用担心犯什么错误。
And you don't have to worry about being embarrassed or anything either.
你也不用担心自己做一些什么事情很丢人。
So don't be hindered by your family.
也不要为这个，不要被家庭所阻碍。
Think of it as a place where you can practice what you would use when you're outside of the family.
家当做一个地方，就是你在家里可以练习以后你在。家人之外要做的事情。
A family is not a bothersome bunch of people that will try to get under your skin.
这个家不是一个很讨厌的一帮人在一起，总之也好像要揭你一层皮的意思。
It's a blessing that God gave to you for you to learn from them.
这是神给你的一个祝福，让你跟他们一起从他们那儿学到很多东西。
And thank you, and I'm done, and now it's Michael's turn.
我讲完了，下面是弟弟 Michael。Oh, thank you so much. Oh, that's so sweet.
Okay, so my name is Michael, and my speech is kind of short.
我叫 Michael， 我要讲的其实很短。
Like Frank's speech was like 6 pages or something.
大哥讲的大概有六页。
Jessica's three and Daniel's was 4.
我姐姐是有三页，然后哥哥 Daniel 大概有四页，我就两页。
Well, mine's double space, so that's about 1 page.
那他留的每一个行之间都有一个括号，所以实际上才只有一页的内容。
Okay, so I'll start. I'm 10 years old, and I'd like to share about why I homeschool.
我今年十岁了，我想跟大家说，我们为什么要进行在家教育。
Ever since I was born, my mom was started to homeschool us, so I've never seen the inside of school before.
我一生下来，我们家就开始这个在家教育，所以我从来没有见过学校里面是什么样子。
My mom started to teach me how to read when I was about 4.
当我四岁的时候，我妈妈就教我怎么样子来读书、读认字。
So we used the Christ-centered curriculum.
What is that?
I don't know.
他是他们教他认字用了些什么工具，我不大清楚。
Christ-centered curriculum，
就是妈妈给他编的教程是以神为中心的。
Yeah, then we moved on to the more complicated things like math, science, and logic, history, and grammar.
然后我们学的东西就越来越复杂了，我们就学科学，学这个数学，学很多这个科学方面这些东西。
I like homeschooling because you don't have to really rush to school.
That's a good point. 但是我很喜欢在学校的在家教育，因为你不用早上急急忙忙的赶到学校去。
And then I can discuss my schedule at the beginning of the school year with my mom.
然后在每个学年开始的时候，我都可以跟妈妈一起讨论今年我们打算要学些什么东西。
So you're sort of prepared for it.
所以这样在学期开始的时候，你就已经做好准备了。
My mom teaches me about the Bible, how to get along with my siblings and my academics.
然后妈妈就教我关于圣经的事情，然后和我的这个哥哥姐姐怎么相处，还有是关于这个就是学业方面的事情。
I spend most of my time playing, fighting, and arguing, and getting in trouble with Dale.
我大部分时间都是花在我就是玩，然后跟别人吵架，跟特别是跟 Daniel 打架的这些事情上面。
Sometimes if I fight with Daniel, my mom gives me about an hour lecture in her room.
比如说我跟 Daniel 打架的时候，妈妈就在我肚子里给我们好好的一通教育。
Even though me and Daniel fight a lot, I still appreciate him, because he's always there to support me and teach me new things like sports.
尽管我跟哥哥 Daniel 我们两个还是经常打架，但是我很欣赏我哥哥，他帮我很多，而且特别的帮我怎么样去做运动。
Besides, some siblings are bound to fight. As long as we know how to settle the fight quickly.
有时候这个弟兄姐妹在一块儿总是要有一些要打起来，要有一些冲突，但是只要你知道怎么样解决冲突就没问题。但是在妈妈来之前是没问题。
Jessica and Frank are kind of like my advisors. They help me through problems and give me suggestions.
我哥哥姐姐就好像就是这个大哥和姐姐，好像我的导师一样，他们总是来帮我解决问题，然后跟我就是引导我。
The best part is they play with me.
最好的就是他们跟我一块玩。
Even though I'm the youngest person in my family, I'm still thankful for the older siblings that God gave me to be my role models.
尽管我是我们家里最小的，我很感谢神给我这些就是哥哥姐姐能够让成为我的榜样。
Best of all, I have fun times with my dad.
最后我想跟大家说，我跟爸爸在一起总是很开心。
He makes the whole family laugh with his corny jokes.
他跟我们讲一些很好的笑话，我们全家一起来大笑。
Also, he's like a walking encyclopedia.
他好像就是一个活的百科全书一样，什么都知道。
And if you want some kind of information, especially a number, you can just ask him and he can give you an answer in a couple of seconds.
Wow. 他说你要是有任何东西你不明白了，你问爸爸，他几秒钟之内就给你答案。
He keeps our family safe and leads us to serve together with him.
他让我们家里，他让我们所有的人在家里都很安全，然后他可以领导我们一起来侍奉。
Sometimes the whole family gets together to play games or talk.
有时候我们全家人在一块儿来玩游戏或者是谈话。
I enjoy spending time with my family and learning from my family members.
我很喜欢跟我们全家人一起花时间一块儿享受，然后一块儿来交流。
Yes, I'm done.